I'm Diana DeRosa, and I'm speaking with João Moreira, who is representing Portugal at the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, riding the Rosa First Kennedy OLD. I apologize if I mispronounced anything, because you have wonderful name.
You did it perfect.
All right. So I want to thank you very much for joining me. And I want to kick this off by you talking a little bit about you. How did you get started? When was that first pony ride or horse ride? And how did that take you from there to where you are today?
Okay. So first of all, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and honor to be able to tell my story. And I hope it's also funny for everyone that it's watching. So, well, I basically started riding when I was small. I was around 7 years old. My father was always a big horse lover. And he came one day home and he said, well, why don't we start riding horses? And I said, well, why not? So we started. I was around 7. And it was always the weekend highlight. It became the weekend highlight. And obviously, I mean, since the first moment I started riding with 7, I don't know, horse people for sure know it. Something special happened, and I just felt that, okay, this is really my thing. And from that moment on, I always loved, and I still love football, and I still keep playing more or less football. But I mean, horses just clicked in my heart and I could never stop. So I started when I was 7. I'm very happy because during my life, I did a variety of equestrian disciplines. I competed a lot in working equitation when I was a young kid. And I also played horse ball. It was very funny and very fast. And then, of course, later on, when I was more or less around high school, I started dressage. And then later on, when I was about to enter the university, I started, I mean, fully on dressage while I was doing my last high school year. I started like more or less in a professional environment because I had a couple of clients and it was nice for me to win a couple of money at the end of the month. So it started a little bit like that. And then during university, I chose to study on the night shift so that I could be the whole day riding and improving my skills as a dressage rider, of course. And then basically it's when everything like really started for me. I was around 17, 18, and I started really competing a lot on dressage. And I started really like taking it seriously and competing on a little bit more higher level. And then, I mean, I developed my skills since then and I became professional. And despite I finished university, I chose horses and I decided that I would be anyway a professional rider. And together with my wife that I met when I was 18, and she has since then been a huge help and partner along the way, trainer, mental coach, friend, best friend, obviously. And she took me to where I am today. We are winning as a couple every time and losing as a couple every time. And I would not be here without her. And then, I mean, when I was 25, when our daughter was born, I was already competing a lot in Portugal. I won some competitions, young horses mainly. And after 1 year, I won lots of levels. And that's when we started both to kind of think about, well, we would really want to go to the top of our sport and we would really like to see everything from backstage to the highlights. So we started slowly thinking about going to Germany, to the middle of the, to the center of the hurricane, so to speak. And then, yeah, we just decided to take a risk. Despite we have our own stables at home, we built our stables in my grandfather's farm, but we wanted more, and we wanted to learn more, and we wanted to compete more, and to see the big riders and the big names of our sport. So we took a risk, and we moved to Germany. Our daughter was 2 years old, and it was like a beginning of a big adventure for us as a family, and for us as professional riders. So we went to Germany. We are in Germany now for 11 years.
Wow.
And I mean, the process of these 11 years in Germany, I would say it is our biggest challenge until now. And it was what made us what we are today. And Germany made us competitive riders, and we learned a lot watching and competing with big names. And I believe that it was in Germany that we gave like the big jump to obviously make us international riders, so to speak. And it was obviously during our time here in Germany that I could become international rider for Portugal and start to ride big championships like Europeans, World Championships, and so on. And now we are, of course, very, very happy and grateful for our path to take us to the day we are today, and to the big preparation of the Olympics. And I mean, these have been a very challenging, but a very, very happy path for us. And we could not be, I mean, happier than we are now on the brink of riding our first Olympics.
Okay. Well, I want to congratulate you for doing that. I know it's a wonderful honor for you and for your country. And I don't have a lot more time, but if you could just talk a little bit about your horse. What is he like in the barn? What is he like to ride? Any of those extra details?
Well, First Kennedy is obviously a horse that we have, like almost all of them. Our company is called From 3 to GP. So it's our concept going from 3 years old to Grand Prix. No worries about time. We want to do it the right and the classical way. And Kennedy, Kenny, as we call him at home, is no exception. We bought him when he was 2 years and a half with our partner Roberto Pedrosa from Aras de Drosa, and we have built him since then. He's a magnificent horse. Has a horse, as a athlete, and has a person, as we say it. He almost won every competition that he competed since he was four. So every year that he competed, he won more than two or three competitions. He made his career throughout the young levels. He went to the World Championship of Young Horses twice. He won the small final when he was 6 years old. He was fourth place when he was seven. And now he's nine and he's going to his first Olympics on his debut year of Grand Prix. So, I mean, his career is something special. He is a very special horse. But as a person at home, he is just the best puppy. I mean, he has his stallion moments, of course, but he's very, very playful. He's very kind. He's very sweet. He likes a lot to engage with people overall. But I mean, I am his person and he is my person. We are best friends, so to speak. I cannot pass my day riding all of them because they are too many. But of course, I always find my time to go and cuddle. I mean, with all of them, but Kennedy, I must be, I must tell the truth. And he has the most minutes of them all. And I mean, he's the sweetest soul. He always tries his best for us. And I'm very, very grateful that I have once in a lifetime horse like him at home.
All right. Well, I really think that you're going to have a special time no matter what happens in France. You're going to have a wonderful time. And I want to thank you again for chatting with me. And I am Diana DeRosa reporting for the Equus Television Network.
Thank you so much.
Piranha Animal Health has protected the horse from flying and biting insects for over 50 years. Piranha Animal Health brings Adeptus Equine Nutrition to your favorite tack and feed stores and online dealers. From the hoof to the heart, Adeptus Equine Nutritional Supplements are formulated using the highest quality trace minerals, containing no filler, no alfalfa, and minimal sugar. This palatable blend helps maintain your horse's health and well-being. When the best is your only option, choose Adeptus.